The National Park Service has put a new plan on the table to relieve chronic overcrowding at Yosemite. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca has the details.
Visiting Yosemite on a summer holiday weekend can sometimes mean sitting in a traffic jam, albeit with spectacular views of granite domes and waterfalls. For years, environmentalists have pushed for reducing or capping the number of visitors to ease the gridlock and protect the Merced River, which runs through Yosemite Valley. Rather than turning people away, the plan would ease congestion by adding more parking, shuttle buses, and pedestrian walkways without cutting visitation below the current 20,000 people a day. Kathleen Morse is Yosemite's chief planner. She says park managers are trying to strike a delicate balance.
You have the desire to protect the visitor experience, to provide a quality experience, and yet you have the desire to provide access to Yosemite for so many people that can be inspired by the park. It's a phenomenal experience. It can be life-changing for people.
And there will be some changes, like more parking spaces. To make room, the plan calls for closing the Curry Village ice rink. It would eliminate bicycle rentals and popular commercial rafting trips on the Merced River. Environmental groups who successfully sued over the previous two versions of the plan say they will scrutinize this new 2,500-page proposal closely. Greg Adair is director of Friends of Yosemite Valley. He says he wants to make sure the latest plan actually limits the human footprint on the delicate Merced River ecosystem.
What the plan should be about is a hard look at the Yosemite environment that transparently describes what a good visitor experience in a good Yosemite environment should be and how many people that involves over time.
The public can weigh in on the plan for the next 90 days. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
That's the California Report for Wednesday, January 9th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Mary Van Voorhees Fund and the Follis Family Fund for coverage of climate change. Chevron. Committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com. And Barracuda Networks, innovators of simple solutions to complex IT problems, such as stopping email-borne viruses and preventing data leaks. Barracuda.com.